T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Choice, Chad. Haven't heard this in a while. Like it. Loving it. All right. So it wasn't a masterclass in offensive efficiency, but the Shockers and K-State played a game, and it went 55-50. I think both of these teams are very comfortable playing that style of basketball, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I think it will make most of them pretty competitive in the games that they play, right? It's interesting. So we saw the Shockers in the game against Missouri in a much higher scoring realm, I suppose. But I think that one of the things they struggled with in that game, rebounding, right? They corrected to some degree. They shot free throws a little bit better. One thing they did not get better at, though, Tommy, and they're going to have to, is turning the ball over. They're still turning the ball over too much. What was it, 16, I believe, against K-State? 16 turnovers. And they've got that. That's what has been killing them. They shot the three okay in the first half. They went to the well too many times in the second half when it wasn't happening. I think they're going to take threes either way. I think that's a part of what they want to be. I think they're showing us they're going to be a really good defensive team. They have got to stop turning the ball over if they want to do anything. On the flip side, K-State, you know, they won an ugly game. Keontae Johnson continues to be amazing. They can also get dirty and play a hard-nosed defensive game, but they only turned it over 8 times. And they forced the other turnovers. I mean, that was it, right? That's the story in the game. Too many turnovers. Again, for the Shockers and for K-State, a nice way for them to bounce back in front of their biggest crowd of the season and get a win over, you know, a top 100 team right now in the net. I believe the net came out for the first time today. So a good win for K-State, a tough loss for the Shockers. But I kind of feel like I do after the Mizzou game. I'm fine with where the Shockers are right now because I think they'll be competitive in the AAC.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those games that you watch and you think, Wichita State, they were in control for a good amount of the game.
Yep.
And then it was just down the stretch the last few minutes when Kansas State, they were able to make a few more shots and turn the ball over or force Wichita State to turn the ball over. You mentioned the three-point shot. The Shockers, 4 of 20, they shot it okay in the first half. And then it wasn't falling in the second half. You mentioned that you feel like this team is going to take threes. It's what they want to do. It's who they want to be. It might not be who they are, though. And so I feel like they need to really address that. If you're going to shoot the three and you want to make that part of your identity, it's got to fall more. And I know that's easier said than done, right? But I think maybe the flip side of it is even more important. If you know it's not working, if you get into a stretch to where those threes are not falling, there's got to be a plan B. There's got to be an alternative. and you might want to shut it down a little bit. I think that those are adjustments that can be made in game to have a little bit more success. The best coaches and the best programs are the ones that they know what their identity is, but then when they have an off night or that identity is not working, they can adjust, they can make changes, and they can do other things to try to win a basketball game. And so jacking up threes when they're not falling in the second half and you only put up 18 points, that's not a recipe for success. So I feel like those adjustments need to be there, and they need to be more cognizant of that as they move forward to try to find other ways to get the ball in the hoop.
They've done this now, though, for 2 years, Tommy. So I don't know. I mean, this has been the same story in that regard. I just don't know how much different that's going to be. I know that this roster was put together and designed with the intent of getting some shooters in there that could hit those shots.
That's great that that's the intent. But if it doesn't work, move away from it.
I agree. It's still the strangest phenomenon to me to see a lot of the great shooters we saw at times for Wichita State who really struggled last year go other places now that have transferred out and start shooting in the three well again, right? And then you bring in three-point shooters from other places in, and they're not hitting any threes. I don't know, and I've said this before, I don't know how much coaching is involved with hitting open three-point shots. I cannot figure that out. Why, for whatever reason, over the last 2 years, guys that are good three-point shooters cannot hit threes when they're open. And I agree. It's almost like you have to have a quick heat check to change the offense up. But when you're designed by the roster to be able to hit open threes and you're just not doing it, there's got to be some trigger, yeah, to change it. But I don't know how easy that is to do in game. At some point, shooters got to shoot, and guys have just got to hit shots. And they're going to have to totally change a lot of things, and that may be what they have to do, especially if they're going to play ugly defensive games like this. Get to the line. The other problem is, you know, while they were better shooting free throws, I still don't think 62% is good enough. They still got to shoot free throws better if they're going to be this style of basketball team, and I think that they should be this style of basketball team. Ugly it up. Defend like crazy.
They make all their free rebound. Throws. The game goes to overtime.
I know. That's the thing. If you can play this style of basketball and shoot, you know, 75-80% from the free throw line, which is a big ask, but if you're not hitting threes, you got to do something. Right? We'll see. I think that, you know, I don't know. What was the line on that game? I never even looked at the line. I certainly expected K-State to win by more than 5 points. I'll put it that way. I felt like this was a really bad matchup for Wichita State. So, again, and this is going to wear out its welcome, you know, maybe as soon as the next game that they play. But, again, even in the loss, just like Mizzou, it's like, I'm not totally discouraged because I think that what we're seeing from Wichita State will keep them in most conference games that they play. And there, you know, there was a concern that they wouldn't be in a lot of the conference games that they played, you know, with all the questions coming in. For K-State, I think it just shows that they're going to be in the mix too in the Big 12. You know, they're not going to be as good as Kansas or Baylor or Texas probably. But I think they can, you know, they can contend for the middle portion of the league. And I think Wichita State's in the same boat for the league that they play in. I think they can contend for the middle of the league. Interesting game. Again, 105 total points. I hope that the Bramlage crowd loved it. 9,000. That's as big a crowd as they've had in a long time outside of a KU game. So that part of it's fun too. But it's an interesting spot. I hope this series continues forever. These two teams need to play every year for the rest of existence. They just do. I love that they play this game. I love that there was a big crowd for it. I don't know how well attended it was by Shocker fans. I was very in and out of it this weekend as we had about a billion things going on in the rest of life at the moment. But we'll see. I don't know. Do you think that there's what are the chances to you that both of these teams exceed their preseason expectations? From what we've seen so far,
both of them, I think it's slim to none. I think
so.
Kansas
the Shockers
State,
were picked seventh in the American, and K-State was picked last in the Big 12.
I think Kansas State can exceed those expectations. I think that, Wichita State, from what we've seen so far, they're right on. Like, I'm not suggesting that Wichita State is a last place team in the American. I'm not suggesting that. But I think that their expectations are right on right now. Now, maybe as time goes on, we see something different, but it's really concerning to me that they can't score the basketball. It's really concerning to me that, you know, they have an identity offensively that is not working, and they go back to the well over and over and over again, and there's no adjustment, and there's no other way to try to find baskets. It's just lean on that identity, even when it's not working. They're a good defensive team. I'm not going to take anything away from them defensively. You know, they are going to force their opponent into a lot of ugly shots. They're going to get gritty. They're going to get dirty. That's the way that it works. I'm all for that. I'm great with that. But eventually, to your point, and you just mentioned it, you got to make your shots. You got to make your shots. And so I think right now, to answer your question, expectation-wise, it's probably right on par with that preseason conference selection. I think it could still go either way, but right now, nothing to me is telling me that they're going to be able to do anything more than that.
I think that I would say they'll finish better than seventh, but I only say that, and I would say that with zero confidence saying, because I haven't really seen the rest of the conference yet. I mean, I know Houston's really good. I don't really know anything else about anybody else in the league at this point of the year. I just haven't seen them play. So I don't know yet what the rest of the league's doing. It's going to take a minute to come up with that. We've been, you know, it's back to our conversation last hour about how fun it's been with the great college football. This time of year and years past, Tom, we're like locked into college basketball. We're watching, you know, we're watching American Athletic games on a Tuesday. Now it's been so football heavy, which is awesome. I really don't have a great grasp on the Big 12 yet either, quite frankly. I haven't watched a lot of college basketball that hasn't featured directly the three teams that we follow. So there is a little bit more of an unknown on December 5th than there normally would be. By the way, I say December 5th. Happy anniversary to my wife. We both totally spaced on that. it's our anniversary today, and she's at the new store training right now at HTO East, which opens this week. And so she was out there early, which means I was up early getting all the kids situated and doing all the things that she would normally do. And I just remembered it's our anniversary, so happy anniversary.
Sounds romantic.
Really sure romantic have, night planned. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you guys have some pretty romantic plans coming up.
Probably eat a bag of beef jerky or something while she's training. Okay. And yeah, we'll remember this one forever. All right, we'll come back. We're open now. Open, here we go the rest of the way, 869-1240. If you want to chime in on anything we've talked about, plenty to get to. We can browse the headlines, transfer portal going crazy, all kinds of fun stuff. We'll return on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game.
the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.